Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And away we go with the show business nonsense. Let's start with what's going on right now. Ronnie Ortiz, Margot and Jen, J-Well, Ronnie and J-Well. Man, they're going at it.
From the Jersey Shore.
Yes, the cops were called after a heated fight over their daughter. Got stupid. He came over there to pick up a six-month-old Ariana Sky, only to be blocked at the front door by the aunt. The aunt went ham, screaming that her only motive, I guess she was the one going over.
This is Ronnie's baby mom, because J-Well's not his baby mom.
Well, whatever. She also called Jen a whore. So, I mean, wow.
Oh, so maybe she was there trying to help him or something?
Yeah, something. Yeah, that's okay. Really weird. What's going on with Cardi?
Cardi B, did you guys hear about this? She turned down 7 figures to like a magazine outlet that wanted to print a photo of little baby culture. Now, I understand, right? Like a lot of these celebrities have that option to just say, no, thank you. Like, I want to protect my baby. And I would too. But 7 figures is a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. I mean, she took $300,000 to do a bar mitzvah last weekend.
Sure, I would do that too. Seven figures?
Mean, yes.
Would you turn down 7 figures?
No. No, I would not. So what's she going to do? I mean, is she just going to let it roll out or?
Oh, no. She already said no. It's not happening. She's still protecting culture. Nobody has seen a first look at culture yet.
I'd be okay. Like, look, she looks best in sepia filter. You can use the X-Pro 2 filter. She looks good in those. Thanks for this check, though. Appreciate that.
Really?
Yeah, right.
So this was really crazy. Did you see that they were Prince Harry and Meghan Markle were coming in? The plane was forced to abort the landing. Have you seen that video?
No.
Yeah, this happened. It says Friday, so I don't know if they mean
this
today.
This morning?
I guess today.
So Meghan and Harry are on tour. They're bouncing around and they're visiting everybody, shaking
in Sydney,
hands.
Sydney, mm-hmm. Yes. So the Qantas plane was just seconds from landing at the Sydney airport when it suddenly throttled up and did a go-around.
No, I didn't hear.
Yeah. So
well, thankfully,
gotta give credit
okay.
to the pilot. Well, Qantas has never crashed.
Is that the name of the plane?
Yes. No,
oh.
That's the name of the airline.
Oh.
Qantas has never crashed.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's actually their tagline, Qantas.
It's never crashed.
I'll tell you, that's the plane I'm getting on.
Yeah, you look at the stock market, that's a different story. All right, but let's get back to the show business nonsense. And we'll begin with something that is not nonsense, because we're going to talk about Apple CEO Tim Cook. And, you know, the fact is, he's like one of the only CEOs that's out there who's out. You know what I'm saying? So he talked about that.
I did not do it for other CEOs to come out. It wasn't even in my mind. I was the first, which is kind of shocking that I was the first.
You're proud of it.
I'm very proud of it. I am very proud of it. Yes, absolutely. To me, it is God's greatest gift to me.
Aw, that's
and,
cool.
Yes, and he said he came out to be a model for others.
I was public because I began to receive stories from kids. They were going through being bullied, feeling like their family didn't love them, being pushed out of their home. And I started saying, you know, I've kept me to my small circle. And I started thinking, you know, that is a selfish thing to do at this point. I need to show them that you can be gay and still go on and do some big jobs in life, that there's a path there.
Yeah.
And by the way, GLAAD says LGBTQ characters now make up almost 10% of all TV characters, which is a record high. People of color who are more represented than ever also. Let's look 50%. So we are making progress there.
Good.
At least Hollywood. Yeah, that's a good thing. Kanye. Well, here we go. So here's what the deal with this is. Kanye West says he did a song with Nicki Minaj that tackles two stigmas that women face, being shamed for sleeping with too many people, being body shamed when they get plastic surgery.
We got Ty Dolla. We got Nicki just rapped on a song that we're talking about that's dealing with body shaming. Now, this concept is a yay concept right here, but I'm going to say it to y'all right now. I'm taking two stigmas at once, because I love taking stigmas and flipping them to a positive, negative energy to a positive. So one of the stigmas is that men, the more people we sleep with, the higher our score goes.
Yeah.
With a woman, the more people they see, but people consider that to be the lower their score goes.
Well, you need to change that. Yeah. Yay talks about the shaming.
Now, here's another thing. People get body shame, right, for using plastic surgery. You hear that on the internet all the time, right?
Yeah, we do hear about that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the other thing we're hearing about on the internet. And we have it posted. Obviously, we talked about it last hour. Justin Bieber can't eat that ridiculous picture of him eating a burrito.
This is pretty funny. If you haven't seen it,
yeah,
you should check it out.
It's twisted.
Yeah, you got to follow us on B96 Chicago. We put it up on our Instagram story.
Yeah, so you can take a look at it.
So
all right.
Funny.
I know. All right. So what about Selena and Justin?
Well, yeah, speaking of Justin Bieber, there's a story going around right now that he's feeling really guilty. He's feeling like Selena's whole breakdown and everything that she's gone through is his fault because he knew that she still had feelings for him when he got married. And so then after seeing her spiral, he felt like, man, I should have known like that would trigger her. But I mean, I think you can't even really, do you take responsibility in that moment?
Absolutely not.
Right?
You can't. I mean, I understand you can be empathetic and be like, hey, you know, I understand what you're feeling and what you're going through, and I might have been there. But you can't then say, I cannot be happy in my own right with a new relationship simply because of how you're going to feel.
Mm.
It's like when a guy goes back to a girl because she's crying.
Yeah.
Right.
Breakups suck, man.
Or a guy's, or the guy's crying.
Yeah.
Well, at your doorstep.
It works both ways.
All right. I feel
bad.
Take me back,
please.
Yeah, right on.
I'll dump you again later.
Exactly.
All right. Let's get to Ellen yesterday. She had Diddy on and talked about summer camping.
When I was a child, staying with an Amish family, my mother used to send me away for the Fresh Air Fund. Now, I had a great time with this Amish family. I was like maybe 8.
And how long did you stay with the Amish family?
I did 3 years, but you know they don't have any electricity, no television,
no
phone.
Where did you stay? Where? What?
In Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And as a
people
hobby...
People are laughing because they don't think you're telling the truth, but you did.
No. Oh, hold on.
They think you're making...
The Amish family. I was in a horse and buggy and everything.
Yeah.
Now, what's funny is that one of a famous line in P. Diddy's song, horse and carriage.
Yeah.
We're going to rise to the top. So that's
he knows.
Right. And by the way, it's Lancaster. It's my hometown, Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Lancaster.
Pennsylvania Dutch. Yes. It's Lancaster, California.
Just so you know,
let's make it official. And by the way, as he was picking those berries, there was an inspiration for his vodka.
As a hobby, something to pass the time, us children used to go and we used to pick berries. Raspberries. And black raspberry. And that's how I came up with the flavor.
I didn't know they had black raspberries.
Yeah. Black raspberry Syrah.
Of course.
That sounds delicious.
That sounds good right about now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does. Oh, well, yeah, you're probably just going to work. Us, we're thinking about
happy hour starts in 30 minutes.
That's really bad.
You think we're joking.
We're not.
I know.
No joke. Okay. Let's keep rolling with the late night. So Tiffany Haddish showed up on Fallon's show and, she talked about bad date ideas.
So I got some really interesting responses. I asked them, you know, put up the ideal date that you would take me on. And then it was a lot of really, really bad ones. I'll pick you up on my bike. It'll be a 10 speed. He was like, I'll take you to Burger King, get you whatever you want to eat, you know. I'll take you to the movies to see your movie, and I'll bootleg it on my cell phone so you can watch it later. And then I'll take you back to my place, where really it's my mama place.
She's so silly.
Yeah. And by the way, if you're going to hook up with her, you better have some mad skills, including these.
That's one of the requirements. That, you know, like you need to know how to, like, you know, build a house out of rubble, you know. Does he know...
Rubble.
I know a man know how to kill a cat, but do you know how to smoke that cat so it'll last during it? You know what I'm saying? Like, can you grow things?
Smoke
do
it.
You know how to kill zombies? Like, do you know, like, just things like that? Survival stuff.
Yeah, survival stuff. Right?
Do you know how to cure an infection with weeds? Like,
that's a really good point, though. That, like, needs to be a question you ask on a first date.
What?
How are you going to survive?
What? Are you apocalyptic?
What
yeah,
the hell?
You want to feel protected. Like,
no,
you know,
no.
Somebody's going to take care of
you. Sweet. You know what?
I know what I would do.
No, if it's the apocalypse, I want to be gone. I want to be part of the goodbye. I want to be part Drex, of the, like, sign me up for the goodbye crowd.
I'm with you, Drex. I need my air conditioner and my ice cubes.
Right. There's no way, you know, the city of Chicago in complete chaos, which it is now anyway. So please.
Listen,
no,
I'm not saying out. I want to be in the apocalypse. I'm saying that if we were, do you know what to do?
Oh my. Just naughty, naughty, naughty all the way around.
It's Friday.
So, you know, here's the deal. Megyn Kelly is out at NBC because of the blackface comment that she made on her Today show. And this is really ugly. So they're playing this out today, probably as you're listening, if you're listening today as in Friday, on what her severance is going to be. By the way, Megyn Kelly's spectacular fall at NBC will not affect the movie about Roger Ailes that features her, because we're told that her character is written in as very flawed and consistent with people know anyway.
I didn't even know they were making that
and
movie.
I got to tell you something. You know, the other story with Megyn Kelly, I think she was totally miscast in doing this show to begin with. That's what I think. That's
sure.
My personal opinion.
I agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, she should have stayed at Fox News, I feel like, but she didn't like it over there.
Yeah, I don't
think
she was a very likable character coming into the whole position. But you know what was shocking to me when you found out that she made $25 million a year?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, dude.
That's incredible.
It's yeah. No, it's
I need to start working this TV angle a little harder, man. I need $25 million?
No, you got
to
go on with a really strong opinion, and you got to piss a lot of people off, and then all of a sudden you're going to be that boom. People are going to tune in no matter what.
But she was miscast in that show. And by the way, her cast, her crew, the squad that worked with her, there was no love lost.
Wow.
Dealing with her. Yeah. And by the way, speaking of that money, Gabe, she had a 3-year, $69 million contract, and her lawyer wants 50. He wants $50
million. I saw that.
Yes. So we'll see on Monday if she gets it or not. But she's out the door. Where she's going to go, I don't know. Geraldo Rivero has weighed in. He said she deserves a break. Hey, people make mistakes over that blackface comment, you know. And by the way, I don't know what she's going to do next, but Fox has said thanks, but no thanks.
But
so that's
I kind of think that this network is taking advantage of the fact that she said that, because they were going to end up letting her go anyway.
Absolutely.
And now they're like, oh, let's PR spin it and make us look absolutely amazing. Because now, while I don't agree with what she said in the whole conversation, this is the stuff that reminds, I mean, we talk for a living, guys.
Sure.
At any given time, we could say the wrong thing, and then all of a sudden our lives are blown up. And so it's really important to be conscious. And I think you mentioned this yesterday, Gabe, about being conscious about what comes out of your mouth. Because
it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that, you know, anyone has to lose their job, right? Because, I mean, regardless of the profession, we have to work for a living. We got to provide for our families. And so that part sucks. But isn't that corporate culture, though, right? Where if you're on the way out, they're constantly looking for something to kind of pin on you.
Yes.
So they don't
right, Drex?
Yes.
So they don't feel like the bad guys.
Yes. Yes. Oh, boy. I could, but I don't want to get myself in trouble. So I'll just zip it right there.
There it is.
But he's right. They were looking for a reason, and they found it. And, you know, they're going to call this cause.
Yeah.
That's what they're going
to
do.
And they're going to point to Article 3, Section 2 of her something, and she's not going to get all that money.
So
but
they're
it's good
negotiate.
To aim high to ask for the 50 so you can settle somewhere like in the $30 million range.
Right, exactly.
Which is still a lot of money.
I know. I'd settle for that.
Speaking of money, Sofia Vergara. Yes. Is... according to Forbes list, the world's highest paid actress for the 7th year in a row. Highest paid TV actress for the 7th year.
Get your money, honey.
Yeah, $42.5 million. Beats out all the Big Bang Theory guys.
Take that, Megyn Kelly.
Yeah, right.
It's like not fair. She's gorgeous, makes ridiculous money, and she's married to Joe Manganiello.
Manganiello.
Whatever it is.
You guys are having issues over there.
I thought it was Manganiello.
No, Manganiello.
Really?
Yeah, I've been saying it ever since he came on the scene.
I've been saying Manganiello ever since he came on.
Listen, you also said Ella Mai.
Okay, the one time you really got me, you did have that one right, okay? Okay, but you understand what I'm trying to say,
yes.
Regardless of the word.
Between your defensiveness, yes, I can understand what you're trying to say. That she got everything in life. I know, I did it.
Right on.
And beautiful hair.
So let's go back to late night. Martin Lawrence is, you know... he was talking about horror movies and being unsettled by them.
Do you go to the scary movies?
I go to some, like Chainsaw Massacre, that movie.
Yeah, Texas Chainsaw
Massacre. That scared the mess out of me.
Yeah. That was a long time ago, that one.
Yeah, but it's still with me.
That was that's the one you really remember more than others?
Yeah.
That's so funny. Jimmy Kimmel's voice sounds different on that cut. Doesn't it? Or is that just me?
I don't know. I wonder if he was just more comfortable because he was talking to a fellow comedian, maybe.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm hearing different on my TV. I don't know. Just sounds different.
Sounds like Jimmy to me.
Okay. Anyway, back to Martin Lawrence. Yeah, don't get in a haunted house with this guy.
What would happen if you went through a haunted house?
Somebody would get their ass.
Somebody would get, yeah.
Because I'm telling you, I'm a fight. If they keep jumping out, pop.
Hey, so moving on here. What is going on with Katy Perry? Is she thirsty for Justin Bieber?
No.
Orlando Bloom seems to think so. I mean, what?
I mean, maybe. Maybe he's like one of her crushes. Well, I don't know.
It's interesting that Orlando can joke about this, given the fact that just a few years ago, him and Justin reportedly came to blows over rumors that Justin was messing with his then-wife, Miranda Kerr.
Ooh.
I mean, right?
I forgot about that.
Yes.
That was sneaky.
I don't remember that. I just remember Orlando Bloom definitely hooking up with Selena
Gomez. That's how it started.
Oh, he said, you got me, I'll get you.
Because there was rumors about the Miranda Kerr thing. It wasn't necessarily fact. But then there was pictures of Orlando Bloom and Selena Gomez, which is way different. He leveled up. Petty. Something I would do.
Thank you, Gabe. Well,
I would too.
Yeah. Oh, you'll love this. This one's for Gabe. Okay. The Cleveland Cavaliers aren't exactly a hot ticket right now that LeBron James is gone.
I'm sure.
They are struggling. Matter of fact, the other night, the nosebleed seats were going for... $2.
No way.
$2.
Really?
$2.
They're very bad. I mean, the thing is this, in Cleveland, they still have good players there. But, you know, you take the air out of the tire right there. You let LeBron go, and they're going to be like that for quite some time. But $2?
$2. That's kind of sad, though.
Hey, that makes a good date, though. That's a good date. Let's go to the game. Then
just
you can
give
buy
them
it
away. Like, this whole section, it's like the first 20 people get them for free.
You went to the Bulls game. Did they win?
I went to the Bulls game, the other day on Wednesday. They got their first victory of the season against the Charlotte Hornets.
Right on.
So that was cool.
I have never been to a Bulls game. I want to go.
Really? I've been to, like, 4, and I just moved here.
Oh. Yeah, well, you live close by. That helps.
True. Okay.
I do.
Yeah. All right. Well, we teased this. There's always something a little extra, and it's Nina. Nina's always a lot extra. So go
thank
ahead
you.
Yes. Tell everybody about your butt candy.
The funny part is this didn't come from me. This came from Gabe.
It did come from me.
Oh, it did?
Yes. I found it. It was because Rihanna's beautiful face was showing. And then I looked a little bit further down, and I saw that her asshole was showing.
But not like really.
I mean, maybe.
What?
The whole thing is this. Would you eat somebody's booty hole?
Oh, God,
if,
Gabe.
If it was actual chocolate.
Let me finish. If it was chocolate. That's what I was trying to say.
Gross.
You can actually get a molding of your bum and then turn it into a piece of candy that you can give out for, you know, Christmas. Maybe, you know, a lot of times people make fruitcakes, you know. And
you know what the funny
kiss
part about
ass
this is? Yeah. The funny part is that once you know that it's an actual butthole, you know what it is. But if you didn't know, then you would just think it was a piece of candy. So you
could
be
a really beautiful decoration.
But you could be passing out your little butthole candies to people that'd be eating it and they didn't even
Nina,
know.
Do you eat butthole candies?
I haven't. That I know of.
Oh my.
She says she blacks out. She says she blacks out a lot. I don't know.
Maybe a couple times.
Oh.
But not butthole candies. Well, would you guys stop? Yeah. Would you guys actually get a mold of your butt?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Somebody's gotta mold it. I mean, you can't do it yourself. This
yeah,
is
you
like,
could.
This is like pumpkin butt.
You can't
pumpkin butt your
yourself
own butt.
No, no,
yeah,
no.
Somebody
no
has to pumpkin butt.
You can
you
butthole mold yourself easily. Easily.
Okay.
Easily?
Well, when you're gonna get
maybe the little mold, stick it on your fingers and just go creep around real quick.
Some people like Nina have no problem putting their fingers around their bum hole. Mm-hmm. And there's others that maybe just don't feel as comfortable around there.
It's your
that would
body.
Be me. Yes. That's an exit. Thank you.
With a pinky, Nina?
I'm not sticking it in my butt.
So if people want butt candy, where do they do that?
Go check out my social media, Chicago_Gabe. It's up there right now.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for joining us on the extended version of Weird Holly. It lives here, of course, weekdays from 6 till 10 on the radio at B96. And the extended version, the naughty version that you just listened to, lives right here at B96.com.
That was a delicious Weird Holly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.